I am Roberta Schultz. Memoir, which once was the province of the rich or famous, has now become a platform for giving voice to compelling personal stories. In Keeping Heart, a memoir of family struggle, race, and medicine, published in 2015 by Ohio University Press, Otis Trotter relates his family's migration from the West Virginia coal fields to small-town life in Ohio after the sudden, violent death of his father. Ohio University Press includes Trotter's memoir in the series on race, ethnicity, and gender in Appalachia, explaining, "This testament to the importance of ordinary lives fills a gap in the literature on an unexamined aspect of American experience, the lives of African Americans in rural Appalachia and in the non-urban endpoints of the Great Migration." Trotter's first chapter begins with an account of the day his father was killed, told from the hazy memory of a small child with heart disease. He laments in the opening lines that no picture of his father exists to help him fully recount the memory. From there, Trotter offers the backstories of his parents' marriage in Pike County, Alabama, most likely collected from his mother's telling of events over the years. In the second chapter, entitled The Troubled Waters of Vols Creek, Otis Trotter relies on his brother Joe's memory of their early life in West Virginia, where Otis was born. "You, the 12th of 14 children, were the first to be born in the hospital," says Otis's older sibling. From birth, Trotter had trouble breathing and was eventually diagnosed with patent ductus arteriosus, a condition where fetal circulation fails to change to the post-gestation state, putting an abnormal strain on the heart and lungs. In years to follow, Otis suffered the bounding pulses, fast breathing, fatigue, and slowed growth associated with his heart issue. Near the end of the chapter on Vols Creek, which mostly recounts what rural life was like for his large family, Trotter discusses his mother's decision in 1960 to move to Ohio. In retrospect, Trotter attributes that decision to the decreased opportunities for African Americans in the coal industry and the rising specter of racism that seemed to be part and parcel of the job scarcity. Otis shares a chilling boyhood prank gone awry from his brother Joe's memory, involving berry picking on a white neighbor's property, a confrontation, and a mob with a noose. While no one came to harm from the incident, it seemed to foreshadow Mrs. Trotter's decision that her children must move to Ohio in order to flourish. The Trotters made the journey to Newcomerstown, a small village of 4,000 nestled in the Ohio Valley in eastern central Ohio. They followed the path of many African-American migrants who had come to Newcomerstown from Alabama to work for companies like W.M. Broke, Bridge and Road Construction, Heller Brothers Tool and Manufacturing Firm, Goshen Brick Company, and James B. Clow and Sons, manufacturers of iron pipes and radiators. I think it is important to point out that Mrs. Trotter was probably not moving her family for her personal employment opportunities, since few of those factory jobs would have been open to women with children during the early 1960s. I believe that she was moving her children to ensure their potential opportunities in education, health, and eventual employment, since several of the Trotters were already near high school graduation when the move took place. Otis Trotter notes this tangentially as family storyteller, since he observed his older siblings' disappointment at moving away from their friends and activities, but he never really tries to pretend that he knew his mother's mind. The theme of moving and family preservation continues when Mrs. Trotter decides that life in Newcomerstown is no longer safe for some of her teenage children amid the outbreak of neighborhood violence and feuding. When she moves the family to a larger, more stable African-American community in Massillon, Ohio, Otis Trotter describes his adolescent years and his repeated trips to Columbus for heart surgeries. The saga continues through Trotter's acceptance to Central State, his career in psychology as a developmental disabilities instructor, and his continued struggles to remain healthy. While reading this memoir, I had the feeling that Otis and I were meeting up at some baby boomer reunion where we updated each other on what had transpired in our quest to remember where we came from and who the important faces were in those stories. In fact, Otis brought pictures to our imaginary reunion so I could see for myself, as the memoir includes family photos from the Trotter albums. Keeping Heart, A Memoir of Family Struggle, Race, and Medicine by Otis Trotter is finally a love song to the strength of his large and supportive family, who helped each other persevere and succeed in the face of economic, social, and medical challenges. For Otis Trotter, keeping his heart beating has always been a very literal challenge. But to his mother, keeping heart meant courage, compassion, and keeping the family intact. Trotter's memoir is also a tribute to that kind of heart. You can find a link to Keeping Heart, A Memoir of Family Struggle, Race, and Medicine at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I am Roberta Schultz.